RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I've got an interesting topic today. The best condom designed and why you should try it. What's this about? Well, we have Dr. Mahuli Chaudhry, who is Assistant Professor of Pharmaceutical Sciences at Texas A&M, here to be able to enlighten us about this brand new technology. Dr. Chaudhry, welcome to Her Radio. So tell us, what is this new condom?
The new condom is basically with a novel material, which is not latex, and also incorporated with antioxidants.
So it doesn't have latex, this new condom, and it also has antioxidants. And are these antioxidants then protecting women from sexually transmitted diseases?
Yes. The goal is basically to increase the use of condom and as well as prevent the HIV, because several people don't want to use the current condom. So the answer is basically yes, it can.
So it can do that. So what is the normal condom? I mean, the one that's out there right now, not the new one. How does that help you versus this brand new one? Is there a big difference here in terms of protection from sexually transmitted diseases like HIV?
Yes. So a variety of antioxidants were evaluated for this anti-HIV properties. And it can actually block the infection as well as it can actually block the reproduction of those HIV virus. So it can basically prevent the entry as well as if it's entered, it can also block the reproduction. So basic primary goal of this condom is to prevent the HIV. So the product which is out there, it's not able to do that.
Okay. So I did a little reading up on this new technology. And so this basically rubber-free, as it were, a condom is made from something called a hydrogel. It's a strong water-based elastic polymer that's already used in something I'm wearing right now, contact lenses.
Perfect.
And infused with these, you know what I found fascinating? It's infused with plant-based antioxidants, which a lot of us know is flavonoids. And it has anti-AIDS, you know, HIV properties. So if this condom breaks, then the flavonoid is released, preventing the virus from replicating. And you, Dr. Chaudhry, are you the one who really developed this revolutionary new condom?
Yeah, I'd say yes. And still it's in work in progress, I'd say, because the foundation mission was to do it as soon as possible. And we started almost like a couple of years back. But as you know, science is very slow and it takes time for a groundbreaking discovery. But we have the material now, so hopefully if we do the preclinical testing and clinical testing, we'll be have that condom soon.
Oh, I just think this is fascinating. And then there's a little extra something for you, Her Radio listeners out there. This antioxidant that Dr. Chaudhry is using in this newly designed condom also has pleasure-enhancing properties, making the whole thing very interesting. So it increases blood flow, from what I've read, promoting the relaxation of smooth muscle and keeping nitric oxide levels high, which helps, well, the guy get it and keep it going. And it's kind of interesting. You've got all of this going in one brand new design. It almost sounds too good to be real, Dr. Chaudhry.
I say yes. That concept is both creative and I would say unconventional also, because it allows the purchase to only one product, which can enhance the sexual pleasure, also maintaining the protective properties of HIV.
Wow. Talk about a double dose. I mean, I kind of call that a win-win between you, me, and the walls. I absolutely love this. And so, you know, you said that this is all in process right now, and that it'll probably take, what, another year, 6 months before it's market ready? How long do you think something like this, you know, will really have to go through clinical trials and the rest of it before it's really out there? Because I'm sure a lot of women out there are saying, hey, where is it already?
I think, yeah, we can actually do it with the companies which is out there very soon, but we don't want to actually do it very soon without any clinical testing, because the ultimate goal is to prevent the HIV spread. So we want to make sure the product works, what we want to and what we intend for. So hopefully within few years, and we are also looking for some more funding opportunities so that we can actually do the progress sooner.
Okay, good. Because this is so terribly important. Why did you get interested in this one particular, you know, innovation? Why did you personally get interested in this?
The lab works on the antioxidants, so we know the properties of those antioxidants. So that's one reason. And also, I'm involved with maternal health program with the Bill Gates Foundation for another project, which basically we're working on to prevent the preeclampsia. So the foundation is basically helpful on the other project, and they also want to know, like, if we can help in this kind of project. So I got interested in, and we knew the properties, and we thought, okay, let's make a new product out of it.
I see. Now, with the Bill Gates Foundation, they're funding you with for some of this. Is that true?
Yes. So it was a Bill and Melinda Gates Grand Challenge Award, and it was a worldwide competition, and 2% got the award, and one of them is basically me, and we started the working with their funding.
Oh, my gosh. So you actually won one of the innovation awards from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to be able to do this. And you want to take this worldwide, right? To be able to
take it
to any country around the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, because that sort of makes sense to me. I know that the Gates Foundation is very devoted to, and they have a very strong mission to enhance global wellness and health. And they've taken on specific projects like this to be able to implement that mission. And so I think that this is fantastic. And of course, you know, it's interesting, although the original write-up on this that I saw was in Glamour magazine, because hey, they hopped on that one yesterday. You know, this is something that really affects people all around the world. Dr. Chowdhury, I really congratulate you on your wonderful work, this wonderful foundation. I think Glamour magazine called you their new hero for being able to come up with something that is so protective for women, and at the same time is also enhancing their experience, and their pleasure when they actually use this new design. So thanks so much, Dr. Chowdhury, for being on Her Radio to help us understand this new condom design. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you have a health question that you want any of us to answer, you email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.